Day 2 of Democrats' Coronation Convention gets negative media reviews. By Wendell Hasebo on August 21, 2024. The establishment media published what seems to be an unusual amount of negative stories about the second day of the Democratic National Convention, DNC. The media, which mostly provided Harris with positive coverage after she joined the race, did not appear impressed with day two of Harris's coronation convention. Many headlines from several outlets slammed the DNC's schedule, talking points, angle of political attacks, and the unrest outside the convention center. New York Times, I am the only person stupid enough to speak after Michelle Obama. New York Times, fact-checking day two of the Democratic National Convention. Politico, haunted by 2016, Kamala Harris ditches DNC day two to rally in Wisconsin. Politico, Democrats just can't quit Donald Trump. Politico, Michelle Obama abandons her own plea to go high. Associated Press, pro-Palestinian protesters clash with police near Chicago's Israeli consulate on second night of DNC. NBC News, DNC protest ends with arrests after demonstrators refuse to disperse. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle reported on the Democrats' lost opportunities. Interestingly, several Democrats are quite openly referring to Michelle Obama as their dream candidate, which means, despite the hullabaloo from across the media, that Vice President Kamala Harris is not, in fact, the dream candidate for the party. The Democrats are just kind of stuck with Harris, as they had no other options when they staged a coup against the guy who happens to be the sitting president of the United States who is from their party, President Joe Biden. It is worth noting that they, perhaps conveniently, perhaps not, shoved Biden in the trunk of the car at the end of the night well after primetime on Monday to hasten his march to being yesterday's news. Speaking of the media, cracks are beginning to emerge across the establishment media when it comes to their close relationship with Democrats and, particularly, the Harris campaign. Several establishment reporters were critical of the DNC's unfocused and unusually long and disjointed programming on Monday evening. If the party does not sort out these issues by Tuesday, things could begin to get much worse for Harris and Democrats, and it is definitely something to watch as the evening shakes out. The negative coverage comes after only 20 million watched the event on Monday, the first night of the convention, down 22% from 2016, per Nielsen ratings. Around 19.1 million viewers watched the DNC live from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. ET during the president's speech, Axios reported. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.